Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Well, welcome everybody to the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you on the 1st of January, 2023, saying welcome everybody and Happy New Year to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear from you. Amen. All right, we're going to get opening with a word of prayer and get this show started right off on the right foot. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you, we have another way, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, take the wheel of this here program. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to have your perfect will and your perfect way, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord, if you have your perfect will, your perfect way, we know, Lord Jesus, that nothing can go wrong. And so, Lord Jesus, we ask you to have your way and your will, especially in that life of that sinner who is nearest hell, Lord Jesus. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. And let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice in them in their newfound joy. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, Lord Jesus, we ask the same blessing, do pray, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first off, for the family and friends, Lord Jesus, who lost someone due to COVID-19, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now to touch them and comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19 as we speak, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor, who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Great job, Brother Wolfgang. Thank you for introing the show. Appreciate that. We are here for the first show of 2023 here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, first gospel show, that is. So once again, welcome one, welcome all. And the phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. That is 424-243-9617. Press the one and join us. Call your family. Call your friends. Where else can you get your praise done without leaving the house? Only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And while you're at it, go join the Six Eyes Radio Network page. Amen. And want to say a very special happy 26th anniversary to our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet and First Lady Bonnet, happy 26th anniversary from the Six Eyes Radio Network team. Amen.
Amen. Happy anniversary, Pastor Bonnet. And you know, Six, that was funny. Just as I was introing the show, it was on the tip of my tongue to say 2022.
Happy anniversary, Pastor Bonnet.
Okay. All right, what we're not going to do, we're not going to start off 2023 over-talking one another, okay? So the new rule is, after you're done speaking, the new rule is I'm complete. So I'm complete.
All right. And like I said, it was just on the tip of my tongue. I almost said it, but I didn't. I remembered the new year, and I said 2023. Yeah, I'm complete.
Amen.
Hey, Angel Six.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
The whole show.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to say Happy New Year before we get started?
Hey, Six.
Yes.
Today, I want to say Happy Heavenly New Year to my dad.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Same here.
Hey. Yes. Mr. Onion. Happy New Year. Happy Heavenly New Year to you, sir. One of our biggest fans of the Six Eyes Radio Network, truly missed. And Mr. Onion will always have a place on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We're here. We got you. We got you, Emily. We got you. We're wrapping our arms around you. The Lord wrapping his arms around you. Your father is wrapping his arms around you. And he's still here with you. He's still here with you.
Oh, and I got a message for you.
Okay.
And this comes from your adopted mama. She said, tell my handsome, talented son, I said, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Mama. Happy New Year to you, beautiful.
Bless his heart.
Appreciate you.
Amen. All right. Well, I want to say a Happy New Year to everyone, and I pray that we get this year started off on a positive note, full of love, happiness, and always remember to pray each and every night. I know I used to love praying with Mama Six Eyes, Charles and I, so I truly enjoy that, and we have to continue that routine in her honor. Amen.
Amen.
And let me say happy heavenly birthday to my mom, my dad, my sister and brother. Your son misses you and loves each and every one of you. And the station is continuing to go on. Six Eyes Radio Network is continuing to go on. Son, are you going to be on air? Oh, Ma, I don't feel like it. Son, I know sometimes I don't feel like it, but it's the Six Eyes Radio Network. They want to hear from you, too. So, Mama, I'm on air right now for the first year. January 1st, 2023, I am on the air. This is not a recording. But once again, Mom and Daddy, sister, brother, love and miss you dearly. And I'm drinking coffee. So, yes. So, let's get this show started. We'll have Pastor Bonnie coming in soon if he's not on the phone lines already. If not, we're going to get into some music. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Happy New Year from my family to yours. Amen.
Amen.
I did have one thing I wanted to say
before
we listen to music.
What's that? Is that Lila?
I started off the new year doing something healthy.
There you go. I started
exercising the day before yesterday.
Amen.
Me and my friend haven't started our exercise program together.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her started, her and my roommate actually started an exercise program.
Okay.
That's just Jaleesa over on the other side of the room said, yep.
Hello, Jaleesa. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to the whole staff over there where you're at. Happy New Year to you all from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Wishing you nothing but the best. Amen.
I'll let the staff know you said that, Brother Six.
Thank you. All right. So what we're going to do now, amen. Love you. Love you all. So what we're going to do is mute the mic, and we're going to get into some music to make way for Pastor Bonnet. Once again, it's the Six Eyes Radio Network. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Amen.
We got to do the scripture reading, Six.
Well, let's get on track. Let's go.
This is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 to 15. In like manner, also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. This was 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 through 15. May God add blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. Everybody, before we get started with the music, make sure everybody's mics are open that wants to speak. Before we get started with the music, who's on the board?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Pastor Bonnet, welcome, sir. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so very much.
Yes, yes, yes. 26 years. How did you make it stick?
27.
Okay. 27 years. How did you make
it
stick?
Yes, sir. 27. Working on 27.
Amen. You know, I can remember when I was your age, Pastor Bonnet. You know, I can remember, you know, 27 years. I say, wow. Here I've been. I'm joking. Continue on with the show.
I was just going to let you go on out there.
Amen.
I was going to let you go on out there.
I know.
Oh, man, I was going to let you just go on and tell us how the world is.
Yeah, I remember when I was your age, man. I remember. Not so long ago. Here I'm pushing. And once again, welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show. We'll talk about that another day, another show. Amen. But, man, it is always an honor to have you here, you know, man of God, with the messages that you bring forth. I mean, I think it's something that we look forward to. You know, it's like you look forward to your favorite show, your favorite sitcom. You know, me, I'm old school. I love the old school shows.
Me too.
Like I said, you look forward to it. I mean, we did something epic last week going live. I thought that was very special. So definitely looking forward to that here in the new year of 2023, our first gospel show of 2023 on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So once again, I welcome everyone that just tuned in to us, our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries, our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Once again, hello to the Six Eyes Radio Network team. And my other radio colleagues, hello to you all, and Happy New Year from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Pastor Bonnet.
Thank y'all so very much. Amen, amen. It is a privilege and an honor to always come and to share the gospel truth with each and every last one of you and to all our wonderful listeners all across the world. And it is our endeavor on this year that we gain all of the station listening areas that we didn't have before. So if we're at 20 plus by come spring, it is my desire that we be on the approach, if not already there, at double the exposure. I believe we can do it. I believe if we tweet and retweet, as they say, post and repost, I think we can get there, and we're going to get there on purpose. Amen, somebody. Amen. Now, are y'all ready for me to minister, or do we want a song or two before I come forward. Amen. Something by either CC. Matter of fact, yeah, CC would be good. Never Lost. And
CC?
CC Winer. Never Lost.
Okay. Okay. All right, we're going to get into some music before Pastor Bonnet brings you his word.
And then the latest song by Kirk Franklin. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Okay. I might have to get up and dance to that one. All right.
Yeah,
all right,
that's going to be one
to
dance
mic. To. Amen.
Amen.
Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
If you have it, the next song is called Kingdom by Maverick City Music featuring Kirk Franklin.
Yes, sir. Thank you. New day. New year. It's a new year. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, Brother Six, am I coming through clear?
You are coming through clear, yes, sir.
All right. Wonderful, Dan. Wonderful. This is a brand new year. And usually the church tries to give a yearly emphasis or at least start everyone off with a monthly emphasis. So many times in the secular world, people do these what's called New Year's resolutions. And the New Year's resolution is something that we promise ourselves we're going to do all year long, and it's not shortly after that we break them. And I don't want you to just to do a New Year's resolution. But it is my desire that you have a New Year's understanding. And with that understanding, that you begin to walk into your destiny. This monthly emphasis, we're going to be dealing with purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, purpose. We're going to be dealing with that all month long, dealing with purpose. Today, my message is going to deal, I'm going to also on tomorrow night, Lord will say the same, I'll be sharing with you our national church emphasis. As you all very well know, I am a ordained elder in the Church of God in Christ. I am under leadership up under my own jurisdictional bishop. Our national bishop is none other than the bishop, the Honorable Bishop J. Drew Sheard. And my jurisdictional bishop is none other than the Honorable Bishop Brandon B. Porter, amen, whom I serve under. I'm in service with my brother, Pastor Sean Calhoun, who is the chairman of our Pastors and Elders Council, both on the jurisdictional level and the national level. But moving forward, we have to move forward with purpose. So once again, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Six Eyes Gospel Show, the place where you get your praise on without leaving your house. And hopefully today, this message in January, dealing with purpose, will help guide you and encourage you to be all that God has for you. So, purpose for my full thought of purpose today is there's a purpose for where God has placed you. Once again, my thought behind today's message is there is a purpose for where God has placed you. Many times the question is, Lord, why am I here? And so the understanding I desire to get across to you today is there is a purpose of where God has placed you. Listen to my words, where God has placed you. Not where you place yourself, but where God has placed you. So if I could give you a title of the message today, it would be, I'm Here for a Purpose. I want you to grab hold of that title as a takeaway, one that you hold on in your heart and in your mind. I'm here for a purpose. One of the ways to destroy low self-esteem and depression is to come to full terms and understanding, I'm here for a purpose. Wow. I'm here for a purpose. And none of those purposes deals with me being a punching bag, a doormat, or anything under the auspice of oppression by any people or system. I'm here for a purpose. You could even say, I'm here with purpose. That's when you really make it purpose, personal. I'm here with a purpose. That means you're doing something. You're doing something on purpose. When I was in high school, they had these career center days where they asked you to think about what you want to do in the next 5 years. And they told you to research things that you are interested in and find out what skills you must learn in order to do them. And so you had to purposeful think about what you enjoy doing or what you would like to do. Then you had to do the research on what it took to do what it is you wanted to do. And you had to turn that report in to be graded, not for the choice you made, but how much research and thought you put behind going after what you desire to do. And it's amazing how that was a skill or something that was asked or pushed on us by counselors and teachers to do in school. But honestly, many of us, when we left school, and if we didn't go to college or we did go to college, after we'd done that first part, we never revisit that goal-setting idea. And so many of us have had sections in our lives where we feel void and incomplete. And it could be simply because we have forgotten about our purpose. Could be because we lost track or lost focus of our purpose. And so some of our circumstances that we're in today could be very simple, defined by not keeping our focus on our purpose. Yeah. Because something else got our attention, something happened, something didn't go the way we planned, and we gave up or we believe it was unattainable, and we allowed something to occur and that prevented us mentally for going after what God has for us. Now, at this point, I could go to Habakkuk 2, but I'm going to pause right there on Habakkuk chapter 2 until tomorrow night. Lord willing, say the same. And I come back to that. I'm going to move forward. I want to read a couple of things that I wrote down that I want to make sure that I express to you today. One, what is purpose? Let's be on the same page, because one person may describe purpose as this, and one may describe it as that. So that we are on the same page today, I want to describe purpose, the reason for which something is done or created or for something to exist. The reason for which something is done or something is created or for something that exists. The why. That is purpose. 22 is gone. That's right. 2022, beloved, is gone. That is our past. So allow me to say hello and welcome. I'm going to take a break here and be your flight attendant. Yeah. So hello to flight number 2023. We are preparing to take off into the new year. So please, make sure your attitude and blessing are secured and locked in a upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose attitude under pressure during the flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will automatically be active by faith. Once your faith is active, you can assist other passengers. Isn't that good enough? There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. The captain, who is God, has cleared us for takeoff. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Destination is greatness. Pre-post this flight. Share it with others. Let them know I have purchased my ticket, purchased your ticket, and there's still room for others to get on board. So I'm asking you in this brand new year, get on board with the right attitude. Amen. Don't bring any baggage from 2022. Leave that behind. For what God has for you in the new year is new things that you may fulfill this new year. Amen. All right, let's get into our word today. I want to open that up with you. Those of you that have gone to my Facebook, that's Kenneth Bonnet Sr. Facebook page, you'll see that posted with a little picture of me at a table, and amen, not me personally, but my little avatar there, amen, at a table, and you may like the little background picture. Hopefully you enjoy that. I want to still, we're sharing here for a purpose, here for a purpose. We're here for a purpose. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Philippians. That's right, Philippians. Amen. Philippians is a wonderful book to dive in. Sometimes take time and just study that whole chapter or that whole book, excuse me, that whole book of Philippians. It's going to bless you real good. But Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and verse number 14. Today I will be reading the King James Version of the Bible. Please follow along with me at with whatever version you may have. I believe it's going to direct us in the same direction and understanding. So once again, Philippians chapter 3. Verse number 13 and 14. The word of the Lord reads, finally, no it don't. It reads, brethren, I count myself to have not apprehended. Hold on, because that's not right. So I copied it wrong. Let me go to it in the Bible. Just one second. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. Amen. All right. Amen. I don't know if I was reading too fast or I copied wrong on my lesson here. But here we go. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind 2022 and reaching forth unto those things which are before 2023. I personally press toward forward the mark for the prize of the high calling, not low, high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Father, as we journey today in this word, I pray for revelation, understanding. I pray, Lord God, that you would give us all that we need, that we may be able to receive all that you have for us. All of these things we pray in your son's name, Father. Amen and amen. Once again, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 simply says to us, brethren, I count not myself. Sometimes we think we got it made. Sometimes we think we got things all together. And for a season, that may appear to be true. But what we should never do is we should never get to a point that we feel like we know all that God has for us. We should never get to a point where we believe that I've learned enough about the Bible that I don't need to know anymore. We should never get to the point where we have settled with what we have. That's right. I said it, I'm going to say it again. We should never get to the point where we settle with what I have right now. Why? Because there's always something more God can do with what we have. Some of the biggest things that mess us up in understanding is we have settled to believe where we at, this is it. A lot of us don't pray for healings and deliverance today because we look at our path and we see that we haven't made it past the struggle yet. So we have settled with it, allowed it to just sit on the bottom. This conversation is not about your eternal existence in heaven. But this conversation is about your purpose, your God-given purpose here in this world. So this is not one of those messages that you should take away condemnation from. But what you should gravitate to is the information that there's more in store for you. Don't care how far you have come. I remember saying earlier last year somewhere about mid that Abram was 75 years of age. His wife, Sarah, was 65 years of age. And it was at their latter years God told them to leave from what they know, from amongst the people that they was used to and familiar with, and go to a place that he was going to show them as they journeyed with him. Oh, Lord. They had to move forward in order to see what he had planned for them. He didn't show them all that was going to be, but he simply told them, go and I'll show you. Many times we want to know everything that God's going to do and how and why when we have heard his voice and understand his voice. We forgot that he had already put in us what we need to fulfill what he purposed for. But it's something that is required of us. I've been hearing ministers and preachers of every kind, male and female, and multiple affirmations of faith preach about God's unmerited favor called grace. We're not talking about grace today. We're dealing with the kingdom of heaven. We're dealing with after grace. We've moved beyond grace because grace is what allowed us to be connected. But it's only through our faith do we attain that grace, do we attain the promise from that grace, and everything attached along with that grace. But it's something in us that we must do. It's like a person who go and get a job, and they done did the schooling, they done did the background work of getting the education and learning the skill to perform the duties that that job career will require of them. But the next thing that takes place must be their own getting up on time to go to work. Getting to work on time, doing the job or duties that is required of them while they are there, not leaving early before the job is finished, but staying even late if necessary till the job is done. Oftentimes we get upset when we see other people who receive promotions and this and that, and we wonder why. But if we truly took a proper examination, we started out well with the career, but we allow our grievances to cause us to start coming in late because this person wasn't going to care, or this person didn't care, or we made whatever justifiable means to give us an excuse to go to work late. And then we start not performing to the best of our abilities, and we was upset when we didn't get the raises nor the promotion, but we ourselves did not fulfill the requirements. And maybe you did fulfill the requirement, but it was still two steps from where you once was operating. And your limited duty of operation is not based on a physical disability, but it's all based in the confound of your own mind. And so he says to us, brethren, I count myself to have not apprehended, but this one thing I do, this one action that I apply, forgetting those things which are behind. Brothers and sisters, it's so important for us to let go of the spirit of offense. It doesn't matter what they done to you. It doesn't matter how they done it to you. Yes, you were hurt. Yes, it was unfair. Yes, it's not righteous. But does it compare to what Jesus had to endure? Remember, after all, they called him Beelzebub. How you call God the devil? But yet he still died because his purpose was not predicated on what they called him. It was predicated on what God sent him to do. Let me move forward. Therefore, now, let's look at this. Glory to God. He said, I didn't apprehend, but I did forget. This forget don't mean he totally lost his mind or his remembering. Now, this really deals with him forgiving and not allowing that memory to be in his frontal lobe any longer. So he forgot it. In other words, you ever was cooking something on the stove and you put something on the back burner. And usually the back burner, for those that cook, the back burner was usually set on a very low temperature because you knew your focus had to be on the front burners to cook those things what needed to be cooked first, and what was on the back burner were things that needed simmer. So you got to learn how to put some stuff on the back burner. And then you got to know how to take some stuff off the burner altogether and put it completely aside. It's completely done. It's going to hold until dinner is served. Amen, somebody. We stop talking about food because it's going to make me hungry. Lord have mercy. Let me move on. Move on, preacher. Move on. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Keep going.
Amen. Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching. What are you reaching for in 2023? What are we reaching for? And reaching forth unto those things which are before. Then he says this decree, I press. Has nothing to do with what you are doing or what you're going to allow me to do. I press again towards. See, that's in the front. Last week we talked about the whole armor of God. So it is for the frontal attack, the frontal defense, not for you to turn and retreat in front of you. So I press towards the mark. There's a mark. In every race, there's a finish line. There's a place where you can rest for a while after you finish it, after you got past it. Amen, somebody. So
Amen.
I press towards the mark of the prize.
Amen.
Of the what? Of the prize of the high calling. The high calling of God is not just to preach the gospel. Oh no, I know you, many of us, we give a whole lot of accolades to pastors, preachers, bishops, and all of that. Thank you for it, thank you. But that's not the high calling. Mm-hmm. I know that's what we think because it sounds right. But you know what the high call in God really is? It's to obey His word. It is to live holy. That's the high calling, and to share that with others. How do you share that? You live it before them. You walk it with them. The high calling in God, oh, we're going to get to it in just a moment. Oh, we got a long ways to go, my brothers and my sisters. So we must put the path where it belongs is behind us. As the poem said earlier, no baggage allowed. Don't bring your pain in 2022 with you. But you don't understand. Yes, I do. You think I have not been hurt before? You think I have not been disappointed before? You think I haven't been let down before? I'm trying to share with you, my friend, we've all gone through difficult times. We've all experienced where what we were feeling, it seemed like no one understood. And sometimes it seemed like no one cared. Oh, ouch, ouch, ouch.
Ow,
that preacher.
Ow,
because I feel that way, and it's somebody's fault. No, it was their fault for what they did, but it's your fault that you kept looking towards it. Why did you not turn from it? Why could you not move away from it? You must ask yourself that question. You must be honest with self and say, did I truly press towards happiness?
Did I truly press towards success? Or did I allow my friends to interfere? Did I allow commercialism and entertainment to interfere with my success? What did I allow to keep my happiness from remaining within me? What did I not receive from the Lord? Mm-hmm. Now I must move on. Jeremiah 29:11. You remember me quoting it? We're going to say it again for you. Jeremiah 29:11. We're going to read a couple verses because the first verse is really one to take notice of, but we're going to keep on. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know," who is I speaking here? This, that's God the Father. "For he said, for I know the thought that I think towards you." See, God not even looking at your past. He's looking at your future. Why? The word was towards.
Amen.
See, only the devil is holding back your imperfections and your past failure. Only the devil is trying to remind you that how many times you made a mess of yourself. No, none of us in our right mind constantly remind the child that's grown now, "Oh, I had to change your diapers. Your diapers were just running out through the side." You don't constantly remind them. You may say, "I was there to change them." But you don't bring that back up to put them down. Why? Because they know how to change their own underwear. Glory to God. They know how not to even go in their underwear. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. They are far past that. Only we constantly remind ourselves of what people keep reminding us of our past failure. All of us have made a mess of ourselves at some time or another. And if the truth be told, we may make a mess of ourselves in the future, but God looks beyond the mess and he sees what he has prepared for us. Glory to God. So he says to us here in verse 11 of chapter 29 in the book of Jeremiah, "For I know," hey, glory. Yeah, I feel my help. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord." Thoughts, plural, not just one thought, but plural. God is thinking about us. He's plural. He got multiple things that he's concerned with. We're focusing on one issue, but God sees the great big picture concerning our life, and he sees more than what we're able to see. Yes, you may be hurting right now, but God sees beyond your hurt. And what you got to do is learn how to trust God beyond your pain. My God,
amen.
Today. "Well, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace." The first thing he wants to give us is peace. Why? Because he don't want the junk of yesterday to keep us from making it to tomorrow. He don't want the pain of yesteryear stopping us from the victory of tomorrow or even the victory today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. In other words, nothing to condemn you. Nothing to condemn you. God is not sitting there saying, I see you there. God is not doing that to us. He is not doing that. The accuser of the brother is the devil himself. He accuses us day and night. He wants to accuse us. But what we got to realize is that God sees our tomorrow. And yes, I may have messed up today.
Glory to God.
But God sees us being clean. He sees us being clean because he knows he paid a price to cover our iniquities. And that price is already taken.
Thank you, Lord.
And if we can move beyond that, we can begin to fulfill our purpose. But we have to stay in the print. We have to stay in the press. The press is uncomfortable. because it squeezes you. The press is uncomfortable because you can't move around in it like you want to. But the press is designed to bring out something pure from you. The greater the press is on the olive, the greater the virgin of the oil that comes from it. Glory to God. So if you want purity to pour out of you, you're going to have to go through something. You're going to have to endure something. If you want greatness to be your end result, you got to stay in the press. Glory to God. He says here, thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give, to lend, not to sell. God ain't trying to, God is not trying to sell us nothing, nor is he trying to lend us anything. But what he wants to do is give. He wants to give you and expect it in. That's something hopeful. That's something that matters. Then shall you call upon him. It says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray. Not stay and pray, not complain and pray. If you go complain, don't pray. And if you pray, don't complain.
Amen. Amen.
Unto me, and I will hearken unto you. He said, if you don't complain, he said, I listen. If you go like I tell you to go and pray, not stay, but go. In other words, if you keep moving forward and pray, why? Because you called upon him. You didn't call upon Uncle Tool or Sally Sue, but you called upon the Almighty. You weren't looking for Uncle Sam to do this, and you weren't thinking for Mama to do that. You can't live off of Grandmama prayers when you are able to pray yourself. Thank God for Grandmama prayers, covered you. But now it's time for you to get in the right covering where God will have you based on your prayers. Why? Because your prayers need to be covering somebody. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. God said, I will listen unto you. Verse 13 says, "For he said, I will listen unto you, glory to God, and ye shall seek me." That means you're coming after me. You're not just waiting as some type of unmovable object, just waiting on food just to come to your mouth. That you something that's attached to the coral reef and can't move. Nah. But we have the ability to move. You can't let life make you stuck till you can't move. That you lock yourself up in a room. I'm all right by myself. Don't nobody give you the... No, stop it. You're not satisfied with that, because if you were satisfied with that, you wouldn't say nothing. That is not the truth. You have convinced yourself a lie. He said, and I will hearken unto you, verse 13, and ye shall seek me. All of these are things going after God, not going after your career, not going after your spouse, not going after your possession, but going after God. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added, Matthew 6 and 33.
Amen.
And ye shall seek me and find remind me. Why is that so important? Because it's in him do we have our life and our being. It is in him do we breathe and move. It is in him who has given us our supreme purpose. In him we are made righteous. It is in him that we can be holy. Never for a moment to think that you can't be holy. He said, if I abide in you and you abide in me, talking about his word, Christ, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. Why? Because your will is no longer to do your own. Your will is to do that of the Father. Okay, again, it says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with, hear me real well, read it, underline it, highlight it, do what you got to do, put it in your Bible, make sure it's something that you hold on to. He says, when you shall search for me with all, A-L-L, your heart. See, most of us, many of us, we want to give God part of our heart. You know, we say, well, now that this part of my heart belongs to my children, and this part of my heart belongs to my spouse, and this part of my heart belongs to my mama and my daddy, and this part belongs to my career. Uh-uh. Cut that foolishness out. Cut it out. You read it just like I read it. It said all.
Amen.
All. All. All mean everything. All is all. It's probably the same in every language. All to all. You ever learn all in another language? It's still going to mean everything. If it belongs to you, if it's part of you, then it's his. He said, seek him with all your heart. I got a question. If your heart is broken, then what? How you going to give him part of your heart if you allow your heart to stay broken? That's why you can't stay broken. Brothers, sisters, you cannot stay brokenhearted and give God all your heart. You have to give him all the broken pieces and allow him to fix it.
Makes a lot of sense.
You can't say, I'm going to hold on to this part because they hurt me and I'm not going to be hurt this way again. As if God don't know how to fix you where it don't hurt you no more. Going into 2023, you have to realize that your purpose is greater than your brokenness. Your broken heart can be mended by him who made it. The man that had the blinded eye. Jesus took some mud. He spit on the ground and made a little mud pie, a little block of mud, a little paste. Picked it up off the ground and rubbed it in the man's eye. The man had asked, he said, if you will, can you make me whole? What if that man said, what are you doing? That don't feel clean. You putting dirt on me? What if that man would have turned and said, I'm not going to go wash and wipe it off his eye with his clothing. He told him, he said, now go wash. And he told him where to go. And so obviously, although he was blind, he knew his way around. And even if he had to ask somebody, am I going in the right direction? Why? Because his healing was attached to him fulfilling the word for him. There have been other people he just laid hands on. He didn't do all of that at all. None of that. But that man, he told him, listen, go wash. Because he wanted them to have some action along with his faith. Oh, Lord, this is good, y'all. This is good. Brother Six, I'm going to have to myself go back and listen to this. Glory to God.
So, Absolutely.
Will all of your heart, all of it, stop giving God just pieces. Stop holding on to your pain thinking that's what's going to make you. Y'all know the story, huh? They dumped this, set on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All of the king's men and all of the king's horses could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But somebody told Humpty about the King of Glory. Picked him up, and they didn't tell his story. Brought him before the king and said, this is all of him. And the next we find Humpty Dumpty is whole again. You know, just like I know, if you break an egg, that's over with. But he that said, let the egg be, is able to look at the broken shell, the yolk that has been busted, and blend it in to the clear. He's still able to reverse the cycle. And that's what you got to understand. Is there anything too hard for God? Woo! Glory to God. Is there anything that God can't fix that has been broken? Is there any chore too hard for the Lord? No. But I do know something that God won't do. He won't do what he told you to do. He will not do what he's given us to do. Oh, I know. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. Chapter 2 of the book of Genesis, verses 5 through 9. The Bible says, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. Verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. There's not a pre-Adamic race clarified right there in the text. The Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, God placed a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put, and there, and there, and there, where you were born, and there, where you live, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, God, to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Wow, the tree of life. I propose to you today that Jesus is that tree called life. In this world, we will learn about good and evil. In the Bible, we get a clear distinction of what's right and what's wrong. Verse 15, same book, same chapter. And the Lord God, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital B, took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it. Somebody say purpose. Purpose. He put him in the garden to dress it and to keep it. Purpose. In other words, where God puts you, there's a purpose. Because before you got there, there was something that couldn't grow until you was able to manage. There was something that couldn't develop until you was able to manage. There's a ministry, there's a business, there's a career that can't grow, can't develop until you, my brother, my sister, begin to manage.
Amen.
And
I'm
to keep it. Here it is. And to keep it. To dress it and keep it. Not to let it, not to let the devil steal it, not to let the enemy take it away, but to keep it. That means what God's giving you is for you. And it's you, it's for you to keep, not to give away. It's for you to keep it. Now, I ain't talking about funds and finances. I'm talking about the work. The work is for you to keep on working.
Amen.
Money is a tool. You use tools to build. Money is a tool. You to build or to fix. But it takes a manager to replenish. It takes a manager to multiply.
Yes, Lord.
And you and I, my brothers and sisters, we was anointed to, he said, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. Oh, Lord, have today. And multiply.
Praise
it
God.
It is my job to multiply the gift that God put inside of me.
Amen.
Not to hold on to it and be stingy and not help nobody else.
Amen.
Have we kept what God gave us to manage? That's a question. Only you can answer it. Don't you answer it right now? Have we kept what God gave us, or did we give it away? Are we doing to dress? What do you mean by dressing, Brother Bonnet? Because, you know, dressing sounds good with some turkey and gravy. Nah, that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making it better. To dress it, that's to make it better. To put it to good use. The place God has given us for now. Have you put to use the gift that God has placed in your hands now? Or are you still complaining about what somebody else has versus what you don't have? If we are truly Christian, we are to be Christ-like then. If you're going to wear the title Christian, then we are to be Christ-like. You can't call me a screwdriver if I can't loosen or tighten a screw. You can't call me a hammer if I can't nail or if I can't bam a nail into something or pull it out of something. Do we have title, but don't do what the titles of, imply?
Amen.
If I went to the doctor
today, Lord,
and he gave me some spark plugs and told me to turn it hand tight, that's not even a mechanic. That's a supply salesman. But I need him to work on the body. St. John, chapter 9. St. John, chapter 9, verse number 4. St. John, chapter 9, verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, here's Christ talking to us, and Christ is speaking to us because we ought to be Christ-like. So what did Christ do? Thank you so much. The Apostle John here shares with us that Jesus said these words. I, ownership. You got to take ownership for the responsibilities that God has placed in your hand. I must work. We're going to stop right there. We done heard the scripture, Amen. If a man don't eat, he ought not to work. Don't mean he can't. I mean, if a man don't work, he ought not to eat. I said that completely backwards. If a man don't work, he ought not to eat. They say ought not. In other words, saying he should not. And we're talking about someone who's becoming worthy of being worthy of what you're receiving. We're not talking about someone who can't work. We're talking about those that are able to work. Jesus was able. At the point of his ministry, before he was released, he was a faithful carpenter's son, building all whatever. But when he released, he went from being Joseph's faithful son into the Son of God, fulfilling the mission or the family business, and that was to make men and women whole again. He said, I must work the work, plural. God gave me more than one task, more than one ability, so I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. In other words, while I have life, mortality, vitality, you don't wait till you get old and decrepit. I don't want to be a Christian right now. You know, it's too much things I want to do. The devil is a lie. You want to give the devil all your good years and thank God going to be satisfied with your bad years, your unable to do years. That is some backward thinking. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody
Amen.
Coming through a little bit too strong.
Amen.
You
can do Amen, it. Pastor.
Amen. Yes. Verse 5.
Self on mute. Self
Amen.
On mute.
Verse 5.
Amen.
Amen.
As long as I am in the world, I want you to understand, he said this, but this is for us who are Christ-like to reciprocate or to resound this same state. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I'm a beacon of hope. Are you light? Because if you're not light, then you're darkness. When people look at you, can they see Christ? Or do they see all the hell raising that you can do? Do they see something unholy, unrighteous? You look at me. Something in my life to say to you that I've been with God, that I am with God. And if you can't identify a better nature, even if you didn't know who God was, I am not doing that I need to be doing, because I should have been seeking him with my whole heart. Why? Because when I gave him my whole heart, he gave me his. That's when we have grace. God didn't give us part of his heart. He didn't give us partly love, for God so loved the world that he gave. We must learn to be light in this world where God has us now. So once again, hello. Welcome to flight number 2023. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Are you prepared? Please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All, not some, all self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. Start with the no, but you don't understand. Those are self-destructing. Turn them off. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose altitude under pressure? In other words, we're flying high, but all of a sudden we drop down a little bit low. You know, our mental today was an 8 and tomorrow is a 6. Wait a minute. During the flight, reach up and pull down for it. Remember to pray. Prayers were automatically activated by your faith. So I can pray for you, and that's good. But until you connect with me in the prayer, it doesn't activate your stability.
Amen.
Once your faith is active, you can assist other passengers. There's other people on this flight with us in 2023.
Amen.
There will be no baggage allowed. Let me do it like I'd be doing it. There will be no capital N-O, capital B, capital A, capital G, capital G, capital A, capital G, capital E. No baggage allowed on this flight.
Amen.
The captain, God, has cleared us for takeoff.
Yes, Lord.
That
amen.
Greatness. What's your destination? Greatness. Now, to all of you that got good memory, repost this, retweet it, resound this. Do it on your Facebook. Do it on your Instagram or whatever form of communication you use. Make sure you use this. Yeah,
back.
I saw already. Pastor Bonnet.
Yep.
have his ticket. I got my ticket. I'm buckled up because I'm preparing for takeoff. Do you have your ticket? There's still room.
We're off. 2023.
There's still room. Happy New Year. This is your New Year's message from the Six Eyes Radio Network. I've been Pastor Kenneth Bonnet of the True Word of Faith, Church of God in Christ. God bless you, and God keep you through this whole year. Remember, the month of January, we're talking about purpose. If you're still trying to identify your purpose, you don't want to miss any messages in January. All month long, we're going to be dealing with purpose.
Amen.
Love you with the love of God. God keep you and God bless you. Amen and amen. Back in the hands of those that are in God.
All right. That was a good message, Pastor Bonnet.
Get ready. Taking off, 2023. Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen. Have you had
Amen.
The coffee?
I like that, don't y'all?
I was trying not to pick on him. Because it's the new year. I'm trying to let last year, his defeat, I'm trying to let that be water under the bridge so, you know, it come out. But, you know, I was going to say, man, that apple got him on a serious delay, don't it?
Amen.
But,
Amen, Pastor.
Oh, Lord.
But I'm going to leave him alone. I digress.
Uh-huh. See, that's for your Android user.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right.
All right. Any takeaways? How many of y'all got takeaways? Now, listen to me.
I got one.
Especially those that are live on the line with us. Now, every message that comes from the Lord, you should grab something to hold on to. You don't know how or what way that message or that which you hold on to from the Lord will bless you and take you to higher heights. So I want you, don't just say the whole message was good. That's good. But grab something from it. I hope the whole message was good. I hope I didn't err. But there should be something you grab hold of for your one self and use it to strengthen who you are in God so that you may be able to strengthen someone else also.
Amen.
Now, that's my charge. That's my charge to each of you, and I pray that you respectfully try your best to do as such. Amen.
Amen. Well, this is Six Eyes. What I got from it was living with purpose and finding your purpose. And whatever it is you're going toward, go after it. And obstacles may occur, but still keep going because he ushered it into a new year. We wasn't left in 2022. So we're here. We're alive. So just living with purpose. And that's what I got from it. Stop waking up existing and wake up living. And live each
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen,
Amen.
Go right here.
Amen.
My takeaway was when you were talking about the flight attendant and you were doing that thing with the flight attendant thing about the prayer and everything was really good. But you notice he didn't say the part about the flight attendant. She goes, they stand up there and they go, in the case of an emergency, please note the emergency exits nearest you, the two in the front, two in the rear, and one over each wing. And they give those hand motions. You know why they do that? What they're really saying is, if I don't get out of here, none of you do.
Leave it to you. All right.
You're on your way, Wolfgang. You are on your way. I love that. Now, that
but
was,
there's
that
some other ones
good.
I'll leave for tomorrow night about the flight attendant, too. I'll leave those for tomorrow night.
Yeah, don't feed the world right now. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. McCann. Someone else that has a takeaway.
Everybody
speak
at once.
I'll go. My takeaway was about when things aren't going right, and instead of sulking or consulting other people or just going in a different direction, reach out to God, pray to God, and take whatever you're dealing with back to God. And I also love the message about purpose and understanding your purpose, reaching for your purpose, pursuing your purpose, and staying focused. Don't take anything negative with you. Stay focused and stay positive, and always put God first. Amen. I'm complete.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Amen. Anybody else?
Amen.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I got it's a brand new day. It's a new year. It's a 2023, and I like the way you brought that out, that God is the one in charge, and he is the one who's going to get you through every year of your life.
Yes,
Lord.
So,
amen. Amen.
So I just loved everything you guys said, and Happy New Year to everyone, and going out for a walk today, and I had a blessing this week. You guys had to hear a praise report. I just got a new wheelchair. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
you told me it was on the way. I'm glad that
Amen.
You got it.
Amen.
Thank
you
God too. For new.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And Happy New Year's to everyone indeed. My takeaway is God's deliverance is bigger than any disappointment that we have in this life. And in 1 Timothy chapter 4, since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. So God bless you, Pastor. Happy wedding anniversary to you and First Lady Bonnet. Bless your heart, hands, and homes, and helping us. Amen.
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 I have a verse out of First Timothy earlier too, but I'm gonna go and see what you were talking about on that chapter 4. I was in chapter 2, but I didn't give it today. We'll hold on to it later. But okay, I like that. I the way you reach up and pull a scripture that you have heard, that you have held on to, and utilize it along with what it said. And that is what it means by reach up and grabbing a prayer. Those prayers are petition. Reach up to see what God has said. Many lawyers and people of the legal profession, when they are preparing your cases, what they do is they go back and they look at what is called precedent. In other words, other case matters. And that's how they present your case in a legal matter. And so when we are praying, we need to look back and see what God's word has said concerning us and our future, and use that to help our case, to defend us. I appreciate that. God bless you.
Amen.
Pastor Bonnet, I had something else to say that I didn't say earlier. You talk about reaching up. One of Reverend Quick's in the family song, Reach Up and Take This Big Hand, the Holding Mine, Kenny knows what I'm talking about, is really what we're doing is we're actually giving faith to God, and he will let us get what we need because he is really in charge of our life. So.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. That is so true. Well, thank you all for this segment of your takeaway. I'm not looking at the board, so hopefully I'm not skipping anyone that may still be on. I know it's time for our Bloodhound of Scripture, unless there's someone that has a takeaway. All right, Missionary King.
All right, well, here we go.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And you notice God said that he would give them a sign. And aren't you glad for that sign? And we'll hear that again.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And you notice the sign was that a virgin would give birth and call the child's name Emmanuel. Amen. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Isaiah 14.
Say again, Nikhil.
Say again.
Isaiah 7:14.
That is correct. Isaiah 7:14.
All right. Let me get the
rip from McDonald's and hash brown.
I'm going to hold you to it.
All right now.
Say, make sure you receive.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. Forgive me, I couldn't get to the back to the board to get the Bloodhound of Scripture.
That's all right, Nick.
But we know what it is.
All right. Well, now here's the scripture you got to sniff out by next Sunday. And here it is.
Amen.
For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
Amen.
And you notice he tells us one interesting thing. If a man, male gender, if he knows not how to rule his own house, how can he take care of the church of God? Very rhetorical question, but a very good one. And we'll hear that again. Amen.
Amen.
For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
And boy, is that a good question for us to think on. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he care? Or take care of the church of God.
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, we're gonna go down in the basement. Who's frying chicken in the basement? We're gonna head down there. Right now, you're enjoying the great music. All right. I'm not going to get up and dance on this first January of 2023. I'm not going to be dancing right now. So,
all right.
Did I hear him say he was going to dance? Okay.
Oh, no. No, sir. You didn't hear that?
I know.
Yeah. No dancing here.
I wish you would.
Oh no, absolutely not.
That's all right.
You, all
you know, while you're sitting down, you can pass your feet.
Now that I'll do, but you all are not going to have comic relief on me.
Oh my gosh.
No, ma'am, no sir. I'll leave the boogieing up to y'all.
Boy.
Ask
well, I do have a video.
You know how to dance good.
Yeah, I do.
Happy 2023 from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we want to send our condolences to the Walter family. We lost legendary news journalist Barbara Walters, age 93. So we want to send our condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
And then our condolences to our family. Want to say happy birthday to our presiding bishop, the Bishop J.G. Spear of the presiding bishop of the Church of God in Christ. So this is his birthday today. Amen. So we want to say happy birthday to him. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
And y'all know who Ann Clark Shear is. That great, wonderful singer. Well, we're talking about her dynamic husband, who is our presiding bishop. Amen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
man.
Yeah,
gotta get him on the show.
Amen. We'll be doing something mighty indeed. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So let's try to get him on the show and maybe have her come on and sing to me. That'll be great.
Ooh. Oh,
Lord.
He said same to
him. He ain't say same to us.
That's a beautiful voice right there. That is a beautiful voice right there.
I ain't gonna mess with that. I'm gonna leave that right where it's at.
Well, if we do six, then what you gotta do is promise to dance for us while she's singing.
Oh, Lord. You go,
guys. There you go. There you
now,
go.
Now, you know what? If she comes on here and sings, I definitely will.
I will, too. Me, too.
So that's the second. I dance for Mama Six Eyes, and I'll dance for this lady right here. Amen.
God, I got video.
Sing it.
But now you heard it right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. His promise. Amen. We'll hold him to it.
Yeah,
I will
just
get up in
the
boogie. I'll put on my fish shoes.
Maybe you guys
I'll put on my fish shoes and dance.
Yeah.
Pulling out the fishes with Wolfgang and Pastor Bonnie. Pulling out the fishes.
I got a prayer request. Emily called today. Good. Wait for Emily.
Absolutely. Feel better, Sister Emily.
Amen.
Amen.
To tell everyone, Happy New Year. This is from First Lady Bonnet. And I thank everyone for
Happy anniversary, everyone,
for telling us happy anniversary. God bless you all.
Amen. Love you.
And nice to hear from you all in this new year.
Amen.
We are overcomers. We are blessed by the best, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen. First Lady Bonnet, I got a question for you. Now, being that we're in the new year of 2023, we have 8,760 minutes for the new year where we have a couple of recipes from you.
Okay. I don't want some of the recipes, it's only going to be for the family, but.
Let
me see.
Hopefully a chicken recipe. Fried chicken recipe,
Lady Bonnet.
That pasta dish that you make, I forget what he called it. I still want to try that.
All right.
It's some kind of pasta you make.
What is that?
Are you talking about the macaroni and cheese, Charles?
It's some kind of pasta that they make. It's not macaroni and cheese. It's some kind of crazy name, but it sounds good.
Oh,
You must be calling my son, because my son know how to make the best baked spaghetti.
It's something. He described it to me, but it sounds good.
Okay. You got to tell me what it is.
Yeah.
I'll try to get it for you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy anniversary there, Sister Bonnet.
Thank you, Sister Emily. Thank you. Appreciate it, sweetheart.
Yeah, my mama said to tell both you and Dad Happy New Year and happy anniversary.
Thank you. Tell mama thank you.
I will. She even said to tell the same thing to our beautiful Princess Nikhail.
Yeah, amen.
Aw, thank you. God bless you. Love you. Happy New Year. And may you have a blissful and blessed New Year.
Now, hear how that Android phone sounds garbled, like almost a Charlie Brown teacher.
See, it was not an Android.
Why?
Thank you very much.
Watch it, Six. I'm an Android user. You want to get in trouble?
Right now he's
in that proverb called sour grapes. So, you know, that's leaving people right now.
Amen.
Sour grapes, and he has a delay, so.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, he just blessed because she's in Cleveland. I'm in Ashtabula, an hour away from him.
This is not 2023. Here I come in here happy, you know. We got Kiki Star singing.
Well, you threw the first rock.
We got Kiki Star singing. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
You threw the first rock, sir.
Listen, Pastor Bonnet, bad enough they messed with Whitley.
You know, I had Kiki saying God is here for you, you know, but, just like the enemy, you know, just like Eve got distracted with the apple, you know, so did you, you know, don't bite it. But
all right.
It's already bit, so, you know,
amen.
Here we are, we're going to be pushed out the garden.
Such a beautiful message, amen. You know,
wow.
So last night they beat up on Jasmine Guy. Now, they bothered me.
Beat up? It was just an observation our sister Queen made. That was all it was.
Oh, right.
It was an opinion.
Listen, you
remember,
Pastor Bonnet, you remember A Different World. Jasmine Guy has been fine. Jasmine Guy. It's fine. She's still fine. I don't believe that.
Well,
Jasmine Guy with her skinny self.
Well,
she
wasn't that skinny.
Oh, no. Yeah,
no.
You know, I mean, she was cute. Jasmine Guy was cute, you know, but she wasn't no Lisa Bonet.
Oh my God.
In that case, now I like Freddie. I love Freddie. Freddie.
Cool. Gentlemen.
We gonna have to come in, ladies.
That's right, gentlemen.
Amen.
Gentlemen.
I mean,
it's your anniversary.
All right, I got your back. I got your back, Pastor Barney. Don't worry about nothing.
I enjoy my wife because she changed hairstyle like Kim Fields, you know, all the time.
That's good.
And my wife is blessed and
highly
favored.
She's cleaning up now.
All right, I got to clean up.
You didn't hire the whole cleaning crew.
First Lady Bonnet, and you would have stayed out of trouble.
No, but we're talking
it's
about
all right.
My Lady Bonnet is a
Brother
Sis,
I talked to me into it.
That's
right, First Lady. That's right. I heard it too.
He's his own person.
Right.
He's his own person. I heard his eyes, you sucked him on in too, and he fell for it.
Now to say what you want to say. Pacify eyes didn't go out. I still recognize fine. Amen.
Okay.
I got what I want, and I want what I got. Hey, see, and that's why IB's a happy person. I didn't want a Jasmine Guy or Lisa Bonet or Kim Fields.
As long as you keeping First Lady Bonnet happy, we cool.
Well, you
thank
know.
Thank you, my sister.
You know, I'm going to keep her fed. She's going to have to keep herself happy.
I'm going to keep her fed.
I don't believe. I don't believe you should give nobody the liberty to control your happiness.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's biblical.
When
that's
you do
true.
That, you surrender authority of your joy to somebody
mm-hmm.
else,
mm-hmm.
and that's a dangerous thing.
That's true.
A dangerous thing. I tell her that all
that's
the time.
In the word.
Don't be happy because of me. You might be happy because of Jesus. Because one day I'm gonna die, and if I die before you, and your happiness was built on me, you're gonna live the rest of your days miserable.
Ooh. Amen.
You know, that's
amen.
True. Okay.
That's a class.
He's dropping those nuggets.
I'd love to see
that's
that come out.
That's our first nuggets of 2023
amen.
Right
that's
there.
True. That's true.
Amen. That's biblical.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Y'all take those nuggets.
Get off the preacher.
Missionary King,
you ain't got to be scared. You welcome to jump in there, man. Don't let the women.
He know to be quiet.
I never heard Wolfgang this quiet.
You don't want no problems with Sister Ruthie. You don't want no problems with Sister Ruthie.
That's
no,
right.
No. Amen.
He don't want to. I got something funny to read you guys.
It's like this. Missionary Ken don't want to get no hot water with Sister Ruth. That's why he didn't jump in there.
Well, amen.
What you might want to do is kiss each other
25 times for 25 years, and you got 26, you got to hear on.
What?
Yeah. I got 26.
In the bathroom.
27 years, amen.
Good thing.
Amen. What's this down?
Okay, I have a joke for you guys.
Uh-oh. Ruth got a joke?
I know it's going to be a knockout.
It's real short.
Wait a minute.
Okay. We got Reverend Lawrence Larson of Rock Island, Illinois says, this actually happened at a worship service he attended at an Episcopal church. The priest was wearing a floor-length alb, and during the processional, as he stepped up to the altar first, his left foot and then his right foot stepped on the hem of the robe. He bent over, mm-hmm. struggling vainly to disentangle himself, but couldn't move. Finally, two ushers came to the rescue, lifted him up, and carried him to the altar. Now, honey, you could do the next one, okay?
Bless your heart.
Yes, bless you, sister.
That's what happened when you put on a. I ain't gonna say that. Never mind.
All right, amen.
We got craft investment, but my robe, I know not to let it be longer than than my ankle, because you will trip over it. And you got to follow the advice of those. That's why the old missionaries, they don't wear them skirts all the way down to their ankles no more, because they got tired of tripping too. So.
For those who need it, I have several scriptures of comfort today if you are having issues. Psalm 91, Psalm 23, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which, as you guys know, my verse, and John 14, 1 through 6. So you guys be comforted by words of God.
Amen. All year long during COVID, matter of fact, since COVID started, Psalms 93 and 121 was our prayer on a continuous basis. I used to have one of them printed up and on one of my pictures on the wall here, but it just fell down, and I don't know what happened to it. I need to reprint it and put it back up. That's what I need to do. But those are prayers. Sometimes, you know, those of you that don't mind putting sticky notes here and there, sometimes, give a good encouraging scripture, write it down on your sticky note, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it on the back of the door, put it at the door before you go out, you know, put it in places where you find yourself at it. If you find yourself at the microwave a lot, put you two or three scriptures on the outside of the microwave door. That way, every time you go to open up that microwave, you got a word of encouragement there for yourself.
Now, Wolfgang, what you and I have to do, we got to do it a little different. You got to do it a little different. I'll think of something to let you know.
They have the pre-recorded magnets and things. You can just speak into it. And then you just press the button anytime you want to hear it. Amen.
I got to save up for that. I got to save up for that. Amen. Amen. I'm saving for it. I'm saving.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to get you.
Sir?
I'll let my wife know I'm going to pick up our son.
All right. Well, this has been a great show. Once again, you've enjoyed the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Please share this show with you. It'll be available on the Six Eyes Radio Network page. Once again, hello to the whole team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, from my family to your family. Happy New Year. Happy 2023. We're going to end with this song, my friend Erica Campbell of Mary Mary. God bless.
God bless. God bless.
We'll be out of here right after this song.
All right. God bless.
Amen. Love you all.
Looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow night, those of you that will and can, on the Six Eyes Motivational Monday with yours truly.
Amen. Love and bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all listen to this song, and we're out of here. Bless you. Bless you. Yes, sir. Great song. All right. God bless. Happy 2023.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
See you next time.
You've just enjoyed the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I'm glad you love me through my good and my bad.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad you love me from
God bless everyone.